show to start things off. There you go.
I have been. I was in communication yesterday, trying to make sure that this bikini was sent.
Yes.
To do my ice bucket challenge.
Ice bucket.
And I'll be doing it. I think from Dallas because I'm leaving today for Dallas, so I'm having it sent right to the hotel. This way I can, you know, I don't want to miss it for a week here.
For the people that weren't listening yesterday, Powell from 90 Day Fiancé, the Colombian bombshell, she called Jimmy out as far as doing the ice bucket challenge. I don't think you were going to do the ice bucket challenge until Powell called you out.
I was debating the ice bucket challenge. It was actually all sexy the way she said it.
Oh, God. It moved a little bit.
It sure did.
Jim Norton do the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah, I jumped a little bit, right? Plumped up. She's she convinced me to do it. My sister did. I love my sister.
Yeah,
but I'm sorry.
My sister did it too.
It's just not going to get me to do it. Brother Weeze, I love. It's not going to make me do that.
Of course. But he made me donate the $100.
Oh yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah,
but I'll even donate more because I was late.
I wasn't going to do it, but I don't know. I think it's almost too late to do the ice bucket challenge.
No, I think you can do it. I think that, what's his name? Jeter just did it. There's a lot of big people doing it.
Joe Torre did it.
George Bush just did it
yesterday. George Bush did it.
President Bush?
Yes, yeah. He did.
Obama will do it.
Who did Bush call out?
Clinton.
Clinton.
Wow.
Oh, Clinton will definitely do the ice bucket challenge.
Exactly. With the girls. I couldn't think of it. I was trying to think of a girl's juices, but I just thought it was a terrible joke. That was. See Bush's fuck.
Yeah, Bush was all right.
Several Americans to bring awareness to the ALS campaign.
It's kind Woody of serious, Johnson, right?
Our daughter Jenna Bush Hager, Coach Jim Harbaugh, and recently Rory McIlroy. Now, to you all who've challenged me, I do not think it's presidential for me to be splashed with ice water, so I'm simply going to write you a check.
That check is for me. I don't want to ruin my hairstyle.
Now it's my privilege to challenge my friend Bill Clinton to the ALS challenge. Yesterday was Bill's birthday, and my gift to Bill is a bucket of cold water. For those of you interested in more information, please look up ALSA.org.
Wow, there you go.
He is so much more likable as an ex-president.
I have to agree with you. I'm not a big fan of presidents in general.
I hated him when he was president.
Not a big fan of presidents in general, but when they come out of office, then you kind of start liking them.
Yeah, well, they're all charismatic guys.
Yeah.
They're all guys that can win you over in a second if you meet them, because they're just these amazing, larger-than-life people.
And he looks a lot younger.
Yeah.
He got a few years back.
Well, he's painting now.
Right.
You know.
And there's his wife, Laura, put the bucket of ice over his head while he was writing the check, so... I can't keep up with the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah, so I have to. If Bush did it, I have to.
Sure.
Who am I? I mean, you know, I'm surprised he didn't call me out.
Did you see you see Rob Ford's ice bucket challenge?
No.
That was a big one yesterday as well. He had Ty Domi, who was just an animal in the NHL, and I think his brother.
Hi, I'm Mayor Rob Ford. I've been called out by legendary Maple Leaf Ty Domi for the ice bucket challenge for ALS. Ty, I accept your challenge. Let's bring it on.
It's a big bucket.
That's a huge garbage pail
full
of ice water.
Wow, that's a garbage pail full of ice water. He can't breathe.
He's having a tough time.
He almost knocked me out.
They just slammed the bucket over his head.
Now, I'm going to call out three people.
And then he calls out some prime ministers and stuff, I guess, right?
When I did that, the Uncle Paul sketch, which you haven't seen yet. You will see. There's another one I did.
Right.
But they didn't want to do two Uncle Paul sketches in the first four Vice episodes. I get it. They were like, could you hold this one back a little? It's just
you kind of understood that one?
I did, yeah.
Okay, good.
And there's the people that saw the Uncle Paul one. That absolutely will be shown.
Nice.
The reason, what I'm thinking of right now is there was one of the scenes where I had to have something cold thrown at me.
Mm-hmm.
And they threw a slush puppy or whatever it was. And when it first hit me, like when it hits me, it's supposed to smash me in the face. And I have to go, hey! One more little thing.
Yeah.
And it hit me and I almost couldn't talk. The freezing shocks you.
Really?
And I just remember that when I saw Ford, when he had a bucket dumped on a garbage pail. You literally can't move. You're like,
Your whole body just tenses up.
You kind of go into a weird, a very minor.
What, a slush puppy just hitting your shoulder?
No, it hit my face.
And it really was that cold?
Against the ear. It was.